June 28, 2005. ILAW ended. Creative Commons ended. Berkman banquet last night. Toasts for people leaving. Then a meeting after to discuss an opportunity. Two issues to be discussed. The relationship between Terry and me and the future of the Berkman Center. First, a dinner at which an interesting idea occurred to me, having to do with Shannon and the surprise value of information. Thinking about Barlow as a conversationalist, also as a man. Then the meeting with Terry having the floor, having to tell me that he'd gone forward with a plan for a considerable long period, taken it considerably far, all the way through to a meeting with the provost, the assistant provost, a third backup staff person with Jonathan and Palfrey, but not myself, excluded from the process right through to this point. I'd known that there was difference between us, that was obvious, and it had taken its form in the absence of friendly conversation and the presence of friction points, points of disagreement. Later, when we'd finished the business of the meeting, and John and Z had left, we talked, and I asked him, when did the break come? What was the moment? A metaphor emerged of a buttonhole in the fabric. At some point, there is a split, perhaps not irrevocable, but separated for the moment. Nice metaphor, because the whole comes together at the end. Terry, ever serious, took the question seriously, searched his mind for a moment, and came to one. His moment came in Singapore, second ILAW, first outside the United States. Terry's project, Terry's idea, on him to make it succeed. And there at the Ritz Hotel with a distinguished audience, with our reputation and future on the line, he dies while watching me, to his eyes, carry on a drunken class, incoherent, no more to it than zoom, zoom, zoom.
Here I am, right here, recording you on a little digital recorder, which if I had my laptop here, I could feed right in. And up on the screen, we could have the program that pulls it up. It's a DSS file. Convert it to a wave, put it into Cool Edit, fantastic graphic, edit it, tighten it up a little, tweak it, put a rhythm under it, and put it out, MP3. We could do it in 15 minutes. If you've got a message that's strong enough right now, in 15 minutes, you can get it up and out. Because once it's MP3, it's compressed enough, so I can send it to you by email.
At that moment, in his eyes, I was an unreliable partner, a drunk, a liability, a risk that I would fuck up his aspiration. So there in the moment he describes it to me. A telling moment. Showing a tell in me.